See if you can relax down through your seat, down through your contact with the ground, however you're in touch with the ground. So down through your buttocks, your seat, whatever you're in contact with there, and then hopefully you have the kind of posture that allows you to distribute some of that weight through to contact either with your feet in the ground or with your knees in the ground. And there's a few things that you can kind of invite along for that downward, kind of downward motion, that falling downward, that relaxation. The first one is going to be the belly. Let your hands, now your hands, you're probably not, holding them up, but see if you can just feel their weight. Let them kind of rest downward wherever you've got them situated. And your shoulders. And then, if you like, your eyelids, okay, your eyes can be closed, but see if you can have this sense like your eyes are, but for the force of gravity, your eyes are closed. So your eyes are closed, but they are relaxed. And see if you can, from whatever amount of your bodily experience you're aware of right now, expand your awareness to kind of a full awareness of the body. And you can use a couple words for the in and the out breath, like whole body, whole on the in breath, body on the out breath. And you can see if you can extend that awareness to the parts of your body that have to be engaged. They can't just relax downward, because if they did, you would collapse into a puddle. So whatever degree to which you are engaging with this seated posture as a living being, and certainly with the activity of the breath, there's a lot to be aware of in the present moment. Even just in the domain of the body, so see if those two words, whole body, can feel like a kind of direction. Not like an imposition. Open to the possibility that there is more of this experience of the body to be discovered in every moment. Not just that it's new, but that maybe your awareness hasn't quite reached out into every corner of it yet. You can check and see if there's anything in your experience of the body that's you're not that excited to be aware of. And for the sake of simplicity, you can kind of think of resistance as like a bodily sensation as well. So the reactivity is extra. And it just gets a little bit of awareness also. And maybe you could generate a little soft spot for that resistance. Like a little. You don't like this that much, do you? Something resembling a kind of non-spectacular compassion, because this is going to be a compassion meditation. So, first of all, compassion with regards to the experience of having a body, is that a condition for suffering? Well, maybe not. But if there is anything resembling pain, unpleasantness, a little open-hearted recognition may be in order. We're just gonna kind of move through some things here and let you see if you can keep a very broad receptive kind of awareness with maybe a little bit of a whiff of care, affection, patience, willingness to engage, stuff that you could kind of roll into compassion. And we'll start with, we'll be a little more abstract than sensations of the body here. So, the next one is going to be the failings of the body. We're going to use two words: failing body, failing on the in-breath, body on the out-breath. And this can be whatever it is for you. If you are, 19, then maybe this would be anticipatory. But if you're at a point in your life where you can recognize she ain't running like she used to, failing body on the in-breath, failing on the out-breath body. And I mean, it's not going to get better, right? So why not just have some compassion now? And maybe there are sensations, bodily sensations that are connected to this story, but it is a bit of a story. It's a mind with memories, with the capacity to anticipate, and with the capacity to compare, operating in a certain way. And if that way of operating gives rise to certain tender feelings of, oh no, then this is a an opportunity to have some presence and compassion for those feelings. We'll do. We'll move on now. I'm going to use strong language here. Our two words are going to be life ending. Life ending. Now, of course, everybody has some kind of little slice of time that they carve out and they call end of life. You know, end of life. It's like, you know, when hospice starts coming or something. Well, who gets to decide? Certainly from now until you're no longer alive, we can call the end of your life. I mean, what is it going to be like, in those last seconds? Well, it'll be something like this. Could be exactly like this. And the purpose here is not to be grim, but it's to say hello to any tender little feelings that jump up at that prospect and say, I mean, if it will be true then that your time is running out, if that thought will feel really true then, well, it's certainly true now as well, isn't it? Now, however true it is, isn't that important, really? The bigger thing is to be able to smile, like a smile of mindfulness at those feelings. We'll do maybe two more. I don't know how many more. The next one's going to be absent friends. Those are our two words, absent friends. Friends here can be a very broad word. It can include anybody. Anybody, and it will be very hard to organize a meeting with. Anybody for whom in your heart there's a little thing that's like, God damn, I would like to meet with them again. And this, of course, is not a time for discussion or negotiation or wrestling of any kind with those feelings. It is just an opportunity to be present for them. I mean, certainly, if all evidence suggests that this meeting is never going to happen, then it seems that the conditions for the arising of these feelings are going to be around for a while. Let's see if you can give rise to a real soft, aimless kind of awareness in relation to those feelings. Yeah, the last one's going to be real abstract. Now you can pick. The words are going to be, forgive me, the first word is going to be the. THE. And the second word is going to be undesired. And this can basically be any condition in your life. You kind of feel a little bit like, the key thing here, like before, is to greet the feelings. Not to come up with a, brilliant plan of action. See if you can be in touch with those feelings in such a way that doesn't involve a departure of awareness of your whole body. And I think maybe we can finish with a more general, I guess we could call it compassion, radiating compassion. So basically, these are all things that everybody has to deal with, right? Everybody misses somebody, etc. So you can either pick a specific person. Or you can just kind of pick everybody. And I'm just going to use two words, open-hearted, open on the in-breath, hearted on the out-breath. Kind of a non-recoiling, non shocked kind of awareness, you know, where somebody's experiencing the pain of loss, for example, and you don't suddenly go, oh my, I never knew someone could experience that. It's like, yeah, you can know now.